This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
High school Jeff liked jazz and New Orleans culture.
I used to make beignets and po' boys and
Cafe Du Monde.
Our kitchen was Cafe Du Monde that year.
You like three
just
pieces.
Powdered sugar awful. Everywhere.
I had a red velvet smoking jacket that I got from a costume store, and I would go out into the garage by myself, play Louis Armstrong music, and smoke pipe tobacco, and say to myself in my own head, "This is the life."
I'm sorry to hear that.
That explains so much.
I have this watch is from Etsy.
Does it work?
Yeah. You just need to replace the battery. It's an Andy Warhol watch.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That was from the period when he was kind of selling out.
Yeah. And just doing everything.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
He was so mean to Johnny right off the bat. We're all hanging out. We're having fun. Just fucking cut Johnny down, trying to relate to you. I also shop on Etsy.
First HeadGum Podcast episode in person. Wow. We got Marika Brownlee on the sax, Jake Hurwitz on the fax. Because we work in business.
No okay. copier.
Johnny, what's that?
I said no copier. Fax, no copier. It's a meme.
Ferris, cut this out. Let's start over.
We have to listen to the song again.
It's so horrible because I have to sit here and I feel your eyes on me versus before I can just like swipe away from the Zoom.
I imagine you did that a lot. Just like whenever you're really bothering everybody, you minimize the screen.
First HeadGum Podcast episode live in person. We've got Marika Brownlee on the sax, Jake Hurwitz on the fax,
business.
Johnny Villa's
yes, handing. Look at that ping pong, live energy. It's live energy.
And
this
Johnny
can happen
Villa
on Zoom.
On the tracks. Johnny, last week on this show, which I think is the worst episode of the show ever, hoping that this will be the best episode ever. It's a very special episode, not only because we're in person, but because of what we have prepared. You've released two songs.
Hmm? Yeah, I did. On my Instagram.
Yeah.
They're not on Spotify because they're not long enough. They're only a minute long.
For sure, for sure. At Johnny V.
Yeah, at JOHNNYVII. I've been growing in follower counts, and as a straight man, this is huge.
You're a pioneer. Yeah. You're a trailblazer in a certain way.
We're in New York. We're in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
New York.
Did you want to say the address? I imagine you'd.
New York, New York, or Brooklyn, New York?
Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, I mean, either way, Google Maps will find you. We'll find you here.
Brooklyn's not its own city, though. It's just New York.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you
New York
said
City.
You wanted to keep
Brooklyn
the
live
energy.
Brooklyn's a the county. Yeah.
Really? It's Kings County.
Oh, Kings County. So Brooklyn's the borough.
We don't have boroughs in Los Angeles. Are you familiar?
Yeah, with Los Angeles for sure.
For sure.
I mean, when I write my address, I put like the area of Queens I live in, comma, New York.
Yeah.
So,
and let's hear that. Interesting.
It is a city, right?
Yeah.
Let's hear your address.
Yeah, no.
All right. Going well so far, Johnny.
Yeah.
Restarted the show because of a joke I made.
All right. I do have a lot prepared. What I can't see
is the time code is something that I just realized. So I don't know where we're at.
If
you could just
kind of
hit
either.
Me with 5 minute update. You can't see
nope.
it. Well, this is horseshit, right? We need a Mike Comite in the studio on the day.
That'd be nice.
To let me know when we get to 5 minutes, because 5 minutes is when we start waxing.
Mm-hmm. I see. What are we doing now?
Right now, this is intros.
I mean, normally when people like are in the studio themselves, they set a timer.
So is that true?
Yeah.
Well,
we can still do
can
it.
Still, you,
we can
like
still
now, like me, basically when it gets to four
it's
minutes.
Been like, yeah, it's been like, let's say it's been 4 minutes so yeah. far.
Let's, you know what I'm going to do? You
feels guys, like it's been 25 minutes.
Let's,
it really does.
Let's start off with a major key alert. Johnny, hit us with one.
All right, major key alert.
Yeah.
If you microwave a metal spoon for 10 minutes... sparks will fly.
They'll fly earlier than like the 10 minute mark. I think they fly right away, right?
I think it's like probably around like the 30 second mark. But yeah. if you go for a little bit longer.
Sorry, it's a lot longer. 10 yeah. minutes versus the 30 seconds. Go ahead.
I guess like
it's
time, your major time is subjective.
Yeah, okay.
But
time is subjective?
Yeah. It's a construct created by our feeble human mind.
No, and I agree with you that the passage of time can be subjective, because it's like if your time flies when you're having fun, you know, when you get older, your perception of time
yeah, of
quickens
course,
over
course.
Time. But, you know, I just had to start a timer because to a certain extent, time is not subjective.
Okay.
This is going
now
to be
I'm starting
a
to understand
minute.
Where you're going at, and I realize how stupid I sound. But
finally.
Okay. Jeff, can you put your mic closer to your mouth?
Nobody's ever spoken to me like that before. Nobody ever will speak to me like that again.
Because from now on, I'll have amazing mic control.
You're speaking over it.
Am I actually? This is...
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's
almost
good.
Toppled an end table.
The rails are coming off.
Yeah.
Welcome to another edition of Thunderdome!
And now we wax. Now we wax.
Okay.
Everyone speak freely. This is your 14 minutes to do so.
I feel like Johnny's major keeler was kind of wax-ish. Because he was waxing.
It
about,
was wax adjacent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get to your point?
Not necessarily, but I did want people to microwave spoons.
Okay. Yeah.
And chaotic. We cannot endorse that as a network, because that is a fire hazard that could end in what would be traced back to this podcast yeah. as a false insurance claim.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what this company is
him.
All about. Yeah. Because we were talking about this earlier, Jake, that this is kind of a company podcast. And
as opposed to what else?
We also weren't talking about that. I made an offhand remark. I feel like that's a misrepresentation of whatever conversation we were having, which our conversation was around if you should be included in the company's Slack.
All right. Let's all tread lightly, because I don't want to single you out, but yeah. for sure you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll also kind of all do the same. This being a company podcast, it's like this HeadGum's been around for what, 6 years?
Yeah, mm-hmm. coming up on... Are we coming up on six? Yeah,
we've
coming
up on
six. Six is tomorrow, right?
Jesus.
Or August 1st.
I think our Twitter account started in July, so okay. if we're going off of that, we were 6 years old.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I guess I was going to go more about like the inception, like when it became an LLC.
Then it might be even earlier.
August,
I think we announced,
August 1st.
Yeah, I think August 1st is like when we announced everything.
You launched.
Yeah, yeah, we launched August 1st.
So happy 6 year anniversary, HeadGum.
Thank you.
This is what it's all led up to.
Yeah.
Wow. What's that?
Yeah, I'm just happy for this company.
Yeah. Johnny, you've been here a year.
Yes.
It's felt like a decade.
I wouldn't say so. Time flies when you're having fun, and fun I'm having.
That's going to be on the Twitter account.
Of course.
I feel like you just go for those tweets, the quote
this
tweets.
Is not, none of this is a bit. Like, this is how I normally talk.
All right.
I'm very hard to get along with.
We should say that the Delta Plus variant is surging. Any one of us could be shedding virus currently, and none of us are wearing masks. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Well, my wife is tested very regularly.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I
yeah.
feel like if I had
And you don't
it,
even
Jill
mean for
happen.
The virus. You mean like
chlamydia.
She tests
She's
patients.
Sleeping around.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah.
Have you heard from her?
No, but I have. I was able to guess the password of her Tinder account. So I kind of can see what she's up to. But she's moved a lot of those conversations to text because they're going well. but I have a general sense because then I follow those guys she matched with on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
And they're grid posting photos together, which means that they're kind of all being serious.
Yeah, at the very least, story. but I do a lot of like follow for follow, like for like with those guys, so I can see what she's been.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And what do you do when she's out gallivanting? Like, do you have, distract yourself or?
Yeah, watch their stories.
That's not distracting. That's diving into it. That's doom scrolling.
yeah, right.
Marika, how's your love life?
Non-existent.
Well, we got to get you on Orion.
What? No.
Wow. If anybody listening to this wants to bed and or wed Marika Brownlee,
oh my god,
Jesus Christ,
me,
don't.
And I'll facilitate.
No, I'll block Jeff.
I am not only a matchmaker, but I'm also a soothsayer, and I can see that this is going to end well.
I was like borderline uncomfortable when you were telling Marika that she needed to get on the dating app.
Sure.
I was like, oh yeah, this is weird. Like coworkers talking about each other's like dating, love lives. And then the applause came. I was like, cool, he's changing the subject. He obviously felt a little uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. He's going to move on.
Yeah.
But no, then you made a
then
plug.
The applause came.
It was a plug. It was, I'm not going to sit here and say that I want credit for anything that happens in Marika's love life going forward, whether it has to do with the podcast or not. But like, yeah, that'd be nice. A nod would be good.
From me?
What's that?
No.
Like, you want Marika to say, she want her to acknowledge if she like meets somebody because of the podcast.
No. I'm saying that love is a momentum thing, mm-hmm. right? So, right?
Yeah.
Love is a momentum thing.
Sometimes you just have to agree with the first thing because it's not even like relevant to the rest of the thing.
Right.
Love is a momentum thing. So even if nobody reaches out from this podcast into my DMs.
Yeah.
Well, let me finish.
Mm-hmm.
I still get to, oh, sorry. George texted me.
Oh my God. Well, don't answer it.
Jeff said, put your phones away before we started.
At least that was distracting him from, you know, a pretty fucked up stance that he's about to make.
It doesn't matter whether it's from this podcast or not. I get credit for anything that good. Forget your love life. Anything that happens in your life that's good to you to have.
What do you mean by credit? Like I have to say that you caused something good in my life?
We do have to move on. I'm
perfect.
So sorry.
Perfect. That's quite all right.
Johnny, you just moved to New York.
I guess. You probably shouldn't say that.
How has it been? Do you go to Ludlow House, the Soho House?
No, I'm not invited to the Soho House because I'm not important enough.
I feel like it's a thing of if you have the cash, they don't really care who's...
Yeah, you're implying that I also have the cash or kind of just influence in general.
You either need cash or clout. Johnny has neither.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's obvious.
I think we can all agree.
I do think that Pretty Whack nice. Industries is going to put you on the map.
I think so too.
Yeah.
And I'm very confident that I'm going to make it big.
Breakthrough, yeah.
First ethical billionaire sitting here.
How would you become an ethical billionaire?
I guess I would steal from the rich.
How?
Yeah, but they're all gallivanting in space. Who's guarding Bezos's millions and billions, actually?
His very high powered and paid accountants.
Really?
Yeah.
This is all news to us.
Oh.
You guys never bring anything to the table.
How so?
You're all staring. This is, again, this is such a new experience for me because usually I'm staring at the four quadrants and there's a degree of separation, mm-hmm. but instead I'm feeling six eyes on me. Oh,
the walls are closing in.
It's like the fucking...
We are surrounding you.
It's the trash chute scene in Star Wars is how this feels
never
like to me.
Never seen it.
Headgum East has a narrow studio as well. This is
which is good for audio.
I can touch Jeff's toes with my toes. That's how close we are.
I'm sorry, but this is why we need HR.
What do you
like? You want to talk about
for
me?
What Marika did?
Yes. Absolutely.
Earlier in Slack, you said Marty grabbed your wrist and wanted to nair your legs.
That's
and
the
you
true
want...
thing that happened.
When
I got a tattoo on my thigh.
Yeah, sorry. I was just making a face. I made that face because that indicated to me that it was recently.
It was recently.
So, yeah.
And I shaved a patch for her to work within. The patch was too large.
Of course.
And she also was like, the tattoo artist was like, oh, I would have done that. And I was like, I didn't know that you would have shaved my legs.
That's really funny.
But now when I wear shorts, which mostly in LA, because it's like high 90s these days, it just reveals this patch of shaven leg and then the rest is hairy. And so Marty was saying that I should nair my legs because he likes to do that.
He likes to nair his legs?
Yes. He said that he has before.
Oh. For like running?
That's what he said. Oh, you'll be faster in the pool. I'm like, I haven't swam since I was 17. And then he kind of said, 17.
Oh, God.
That's not true. No, that's not true. But he apparently got that up. No, but he was like, you should nair your legs. And I was like, why would I just shave them? Like, the whole point is to just even it out, which I still might do this, so that it doesn't look like I have a patch. But then my legs are like...
You'd rather have a patch than half-grown hair in your leg for the full leg.
Yeah.
You don't want
the stubble. And for the summer, forget the full leg. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
But I didn't really know what he was aiming at.
What are you aiming at?
We're about 17 minutes in, so we have 3 more minutes to fill, and that's up to you guys. Let's see if you guys can get the word of the week in the next 3 minutes.
The and your
passion fruit steely
was. It's always West something lens. Really dumb. Like
hat. Since
hat.
No, it's not hat.
When
would be good, but no, it's not when.
Who?
Business.
Business.
twine, it's. Goose, egg, nest. Let's do bird things. Wing, beak.
Let's do bird things.
Tail, feather.
What if it was let's? You got it. No, there's this one. I actually have a...
It's a New York based. Liberty, Apple.
It's not
Subway.
A New York thing, but it is a part of the office.
Part of the office. Huh. Wood, studio, microphone.
No.
Desk.
What's that?
Desk.
Brick. No.
Pillow.
No.
Tile.
I guess I'll do warmer and colder. Yeah. Tile is colder.
Choose one of the things we said that was warmer.
Desk, I guess. Or no. No, wood. Brick is probably the warmest.
Okay, so it's a building material. Mm. Mortar.
No, it's not.
Okay. So it's not.
Is it red?
It can be.
So you actually think of the word of the week? So you don't
this,
just
no,
award
I've
them
never
at random?
Historically done it, but everything about this episode is new. Including my mojo because it's back, baby.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Red brick has to do with the building.
In theory,
can be okay. Address.
No.
Street.
No.
Sidewalk.
No. You're kind of circling it.
Is it outside?
Yes.
Hydrant.
What's that?
Hydrant.
No.
Garage.
Garage. No.
Car.
Car.
Curb.
No. Curb. No.
Gravel.
No.
Asphalt.
Colder.
Mm.
Things like garage
is
circling it.
Parking.
House. Apartment. Condo.
Garage apartment.
Building.
I have no idea what you're gesturing.
A house might have one of these.
Bathroom.
No. So we're back inside.
No.
It's toilet. Outside.
It's outside and a house might have it.
The house
door.
Has it. Your new house has it. Door.
Garbage.
No, but that'd be good. Not garbage.
Stair.
Driveway?
Step.
No.
Fence.
There might be numbers. A step up to one of these things.
Doorbell.
No.
Knob.
Nope.
Step up to one of these things. It's got mailbox.
Mm-mm.
Threshold.
No.
It's outside.
It's outside. That your house has one of these. The office has one of these.
Light.
Patio?
Let's go. Holy shit. Word of the week.
Wow. $1,000 goes to me.
All right.
Damn.
Congrats.
Oh, I wanted to bring a checkbook for this. God damn it. All right, Johnny.
I deserve this.
You do. What are you going to do with it to make your ethical billions?
Oh, okay.
I already forgot what your thing was. What was it? Johnny Viro or something?
No, it's...
It's funny because I listened to last week's and I didn't know it because it was bleeped.
Yeah.
It's nice to be on the inside.
Oh, baby.
This is so fucked.
Yeah, this one wasn't even, we didn't stumble on the word.
Yeah.
It was a guessing
you
game.
Asked, yeah,
this
you
one was hard. There's no way we could have said it in like normal conversation.
But we were always going to get there once we started guessing and you gave us warmer or colder. You knew that this was trending towards you giving Johnny $1,000. Venmo won't let you do it.
I did stand up for the first time about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Went well. but my opening joke was, I'm going to bleep it because I don't, if people come to them.
Yeah,
but
totally. It was.
That was your opening joke. You have no, you walked on stage with like, there's no trust built with the audience and you immediately just try.
We have to move on, actually.
Yeah, wow.
Welcome to the annual State of the Gum Address.
Perfect.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
You remember State of the Gum?
I heard, kind of remember
State of the Gum, State of Gum, Red Gum. We got to talk about it. Year six, as we talked about. Marika, let's get off the phones.
I was going to say it's tough to be IRL on this podcast because usually I have like three other, I've got tabs open.
And the computer just turned off behind you, so I couldn't use that as like a distraction.
Yeah.
All right. State of the Gum Address. I have a couple questions specifically for Jake because he's co-founder. Is that your title? Do you have anything else?
No, just co-founder.
Not like CCO?
No.
Okay. You should promote yourself. And I don't just mean at the company. Yeah. I mean, like, you got to be your own advocate.
That's cool.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't want any other job.
Yeah. Johnny created his own fucking company. What have you done?
I mean, I also created my own company.
That is true. That is true. All right.
How is the company grow? And this can be a forum. If you just want it to be a one-on-one interview, we'll see how it shapes up. But how has the company grown since last August when we did this?
Let's make it a forum. I'll go last.
Wow.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Kind of interesting.
You're putting it on the person with the least amount of tenure.
In a way.
But you've been here about a year, right?
Yeah.
Did you start last August? So how has the company grown since you've been here? What's changed?
A lot of fresh new faces.
Sure.
A lot of new business is being closed. We've grown in revenue for sure.
Yeah.
I'm just talking from a sales side,
That's
y'all.
That's great. Fuck yeah.
Oh, we've also grown in terms of just like a podcast roster at Gumball, which if any brands are listening, they should advertise with us through gumball.fm.
That's right.
Yeah. Schick Hydro is listening as a company to this episode.
They better be.
Yeah.
Other than that, I've grown as a person. And I think in doing so, I've helped HeadGum.
Holy shit.
I agree with everything that you said except for that last part.
Okay. Yeah.
You regressed as a person.
Really? We didn't know you before, but we feel it strongly.
Well, we should say that we're aiming for revenue.
Aren't we?
Last year, you got what?
You shouldn't be in these meetings.
And by July of this year, as far as I'm sure, we've already gotten what? So that's Johnny, your sales guy. That's unbelievable.
That sounds pretty accurate.
I think that actually is accurate.
For how checked out you seem a lot of the time. It's surprising when you have that kind of recall and the in-depth knowledge of our strategic goals and how much cash we have booked in Q3.
Marika, how has the company grown since last August? You can be brutally honest at this point.
Wow.
Johnny did the kind of butter you up part. Sorry, actually. Mike just fucking slacked me.
Yeah. No, I'll wait. Yeah. I'm thinking.
We'll wait. Because you know what?
If you're going to wait, then I'm not going to read it.
Right.
Exactly.
Because it's weird to ask a question and then
power
look at
through,
your phone.
Onward, upward.
No, I definitely agree a lot with what Johnny said. Definitely. I would say since the beginning of 2020, we are more than doubled staff-wise, which is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Shout out Bleep that traitor's name.
Yeah, no, I think it's been fun getting like back into the office and meeting everyone, meeting Johnny for the first time.
Yeah. And have I grown as like a person since we first met?
We've already for sure not.
Talked about it.
Exactly.
We all
same.
Disagreed with right,
yeah. Yeah.
This is Johnny outside Marika's apartment at 3 a.m.
Also, don't say and have and then ask the same question we just kind of all collectively waxed about. And how has the company grown since last August?
Sales wise, yeah, what Johnny said, we're growing in revenue, which is fun to see. We've brought on a bunch of new shows on the network side, which is great.
Yeah,
Those things.
Micah.
You little asshole. You looked at me and I knew you had something too. Did that occur to you just before you said it? It was like, well, you looked at me and then your eyes lit up.
And then immediately laughed.
That is that human shit.
Yeah, I loved it. That was good.
This is what we've been missing during SARS-CoV-2.
Kobe. Oh,
Kobe, that's a nice one.
Sounds like a startup. anyway, how has the company grown since last August? You can make this quick.
Yeah, like, no, I mean, I agree with what everybody said. I think that the hiring all these people has been great. As exciting as it is, you don't really feel it when you hire so many people remote. So yeah. Like for me, going to LA last week was super exciting. I met like I hadn't met half of our team. Yeah. And then like meeting Johnny, seeing Marika again, working in person. If that like helps me feel the growth of the company.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And yeah. That actually leads us into our next question. Let's start with you, Jake. Speak to the reasoning behind the new hires, specifically Johnny Vila.
Yeah. How did Johnny, did you get your start as like an intern, right?
Yeah, I did.
Johnny was started as an intern and you just asked for more work when you were killing it at your intern tasks. You became a sales planner. Is that right? And then
account manager.
Yeah. And then you've started like selling your own ads. You've just like continually done more and more, climbed the ladder. The right way, your own way.
Wow, thank you.
The Johnny way.
And then Marika, speak to the reasoning behind new hires, specifically Johnny Vila.
I love this segment.
I wasn't expecting.
We knew this. That we needed to grow revenue for HeadGum, which is the goal of the company in general, obviously. And so by doing that, we also needed to hire more people. Johnny was doing a great job. So we brought him on to help more in a sales role.
All right. That's actually more than enough. We have to move on. Financially, what sort of realm are we circling? I know we talked numbers already, but like almost in a spiritual sense, how big do we want to be?
Yeah. You know, growth is it's a exciting but dangerous thing because you know, before we didn't make as much money, but we only had 3 or 4 people working here. Now we have more, so you got to make more. So more people working harder make more money, hire more people, but then you need to make more money to keep on sustaining.
Yeah,
where does it end, Bezos?
Sure.
You know, is it world domination? When's enough? Where is the line to go to space?
I knew that.
Yeah. And I got super baked on a Frontier flight. So I got spacey enough. Yeah. They tried to get me to put a mask on, but I was like,
they duct taped you middle.
Yeah. Which was frustrating. Cause like you're allowed to take your mask off to sip water. Yeah.
Did you have a drink?
I was drinking it insanely slowly was my logic. So I am still drinking, but most of the time I'm not. But I'm always about to.
But you at least got the negative PCR test.
I end up having a negative test.
So you didn't get tested.
That's not entirely.
All right, yeah, this is too incriminating. What can't we improve upon?
Wow. What can't we improve upon?
Let's start with Johnny.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm put on the spot right now. I'm like,
you're Johnny in the spot.
Okay. In terms of things that we cannot improve upon, I think the general comic sensibility is of everybody. I think everybody's really funny and fun to be around and very personable. That's something we can't improve on because we're already at the top, quite frankly.
You think Adam Sachs is shooting the shit with his underlings? I don't think so.
No fucking way.
No.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
I think that the office culture, like when you got here this morning and me and Johnny were like tripping on mushrooms and
you told me you were microdosing.
Yeah, microdosing. But like that was kind of a macro. We were in a macro moment. Mm-hmm.
How many grams did you do?
I was just eating like caps by the handful. Right, like they were fucking M&Ms.
They wouldn't give any to me.
Well, because she was like kind of peeking because you were doing that Molly thing. Marika was candy flipping.
Molly thing.
Marika was candy flipping is what I was saying.
So you did acid and Molly.
Yeah.
That's so much. It's Wednesday.
Well, this was early Tuesday.
Early, like late in the night.
No, like this was like post
grad
coffee. Yeah. It was 11 Tuesday a.m.
My God. Yeah, we have to move on again.
New York turns up. And that's one thing we can't improve
upon.
Hell
yeah. You've all been implicated in some kind of crime, either white collar or not. How is the HeadGum podcast tripled business?
I don't think it has.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Tripled wow. business? I mean, I think
that's a lot to put on it.
Okay.
It wasn't a fair premise of a question for you. This podcast is great. It's grown. It's doing really well. But then to ask how it's tripled business, you are destined to fail and to feel, and to feel shame. But
we got to get a branded content month on this show.
What do you mean?
$30,000 is what I mean. Why can't we work with a Marlboro, with an American Spirit, with a Juul?
I don't think it's legal for us
all right,
to do that.
Let's work with an amoxicillin distributor. Let's work with a Tylenol.
Does that have to be a drug?
Actually, I think we have the perfect thing for this.
Haagen-Dazs.
That's Dazs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that would That's be huge, call. Actually. I'm going to call Haagen.
You did that.
Uda Haagen to ask about how I can be a better actor.
They wouldn't give us money because we already give them so much free advertising.
We really have. All right. To a certain extent, we don't need Angie, right?
Hard disagree.
Really? Yeah. Okay. We could do without Shackle.
Hard disagree.
Yeah, okay. She's great.
Then let's ditch Amir.
That's
squared. Let's get rid of both of them.
I'd be okay with that.
Trimming the fat.
Cohen solid.
Yeah.
Blumenfeld.
Let's get him out of here.
Yeah. The thing is, we would need to keep Cohen around to fire Amir.
You know what we should do?
Yeah.
Hire
the intern that worked with us a year and a half ago.
More than that.
Ass.
2 years ago? Three?
Wasn't she like your year, Jeff?
No, it was like 2 years after me. We don't have to. How far away do you think we are from being a tri-coastal operation?
What's the third coast?
Well, it's got to be the other side of the Atlantic. It's going to be London.
Yeah. It
would be Portsmouth, if nothing else.
Or Porto.
Mm-hmm. Porto's not bad.
You know what it could be?
Mm-hmm.
Gulf Coast. Let's go Tallahassee.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hate that.
It's bad
you could
there
also
right
do,
now.
Yeah, really?
You could do like a Chicago, you know, a Lake Michigan coast.
That's almost too obvious.
Too obvious.
Your old management company, my current management company, has offices in air quotes in Chicago, but it's just the IO theater.
Yeah, that's not.
That's nothing.
Count, no.
What about?
I hate the smile.
Yeah.
New South Wales.
New South Wales.
I'll go.
Yeah.
We wouldn't need even an office. We would just need to be working from home.
That's Australia. Yeah. New South Wales. I mean, yeah, 100%.
Okay. We'll figure it out. We don't need to decide right now, but Johnny, what would you want to throw in?
I was thinking somewhere like a Spain. Spain would be nice.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
We'll Monaco. Figure
it out. Yeah. Rock of Gibraltar.
I don't hate Gibraltar.
Let's do HeadGum LA, HeadGum Brooklyn, and HeadGum Gibraltar.
That's
HeadGum
awesome.
Ibiza?
Yeah.
All right. Do we do any work with Maersk?
Who?
Because like we wouldn't need to ship anything, right?
The shipping company, the shipping containers.
There's no way we'd need to ship anything.
No, I mean
so
not of that.
So the Suez
size.
Thing didn't affect us at all.
No,
okay.
It didn't. There's an outside chance that it would have affected some of our direct response brands that we work with. You know, you could imagine like a Helix mattress company that's making mattresses abroad, shipping them overseas, and then like running ads on our shows. They say, we have to pause these ads because we can't move any mattresses right now. They're stuck in the Suez.
This is such bullshit. In no way, shape, or form does the Suez Canal being blocked for a month affect this show.
It could. It could.
Do we do any work with Awkwafina? And let's go the brand yes or no and the celebrity yes or no.
No to both.
Really?
Shouldn't be surprised.
And we don't do any work with AMC.
AMC.
We do.
I think we technically did an ad for Nora from Queens. So.
Holy shit. So Awkwafina.
Yeah.
Oh.
So both AMC and Awkwafina. Because that movie was in
That's a TV AMC. Show. Mm-hmm.
That's a television show.
Mm-hmm. Comedy Central.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shout out Katie Moose. We need to get her on the show again. How can art play a role in the changing political landscape of a generation?
Art play a
it
role
always
in
plays
the
a role.
Changing political landscape?
I didn't say mean? Does it. I know it does. I'm saying how can it?
How can it not? That's what I'm saying. Because it always does.
Wow.
Do you want to know? Or did you just want
to? I'm not begging you guys for explanations. I wanted to wax about it.
Oh, I see.
As it relates to the state of the network.
Okay.
I mean, politics have changed since 2015 drastically.
Yeah. No, I think we did a rock the vote or a register to vote mm-hmm. thing. All of our shows did on HeadGum.
That's true.
And a lot of our artists also just on their own endorsed candidates endorsed a candidate and encouraged people to vote, which was good.
Yeah.
Candidates, because I was a big Jorgensen guy.
You were.
Aesthetic over function feels like an accurate description of the HeadGum Brooklyn office. Is that fair to say?
No.
You spent a lot of time trying to find the couch you were sitting on for its function.
My
so.
God, yeah. That's the shallowest couch they make.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's still pretty comfortable. Frank? And no, it's from, oh, fuck.
Man. I don't remember.
Oh, no. I know it. It starts with Frank. I think it's Frank. It's not.
Oh, my God.
We can move on.
No, we can't move on. No, we actually can't.
We're
move
here
on.
Now.
Kidding me?
Francis and Son. France and Son.
Is that even
France
true?
France and Son. Yes, it's true. Yes, it's true.
Mike Comate could stand to work a little harder. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely
so
not.
Hard.
Oh, God. HeadGum should switch to a healthcare plan that covers elective and invasive cosmetic surgeries. That one's not really a
elective
question.
Elective and
just saying
invasive.
We should.
Yeah, that's fine. I would get elective surgery for sure.
Yeah. And you're not really who I'm worried about.
Who are you worried about? Do you think I would abuse the policy? You don't think I would abuse the policy?
No, I just don't think you're the reason why we need it. You know what I mean? Like, you want to walk in the office and see people who are
right.
dimes.
Yeah.
And that means, I mean that as a, I'm speaking from a podcaster standpoint and also like as an, you know, in a freelance employee standpoint.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to look at Marty's ass the way it is now.
Totally. No.
Let's get him.
A BBL.
He should be nared. He should be fully nared.
He should be fully nared. And then also like, I'm wondering if he gets some kind of collagen lip injections on the day.
Yeah.
So that he can have those full lips.
He does have notoriously thin lips.
This has been the State of the Gum Address with Johnny Villa, Jake Hurwitz, Rika Brownlee on the sax.
You won't look at us.
We do have to take a quick break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/what's that today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/what's that. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. We have one more segment to get to. Jake, you were in LA, like you were saying, about a week or two ago.
That's right.
You read my palm at a company happy hour.
That's correct.
You told me that my lifeline basically speaks to a story of being potentially scared of missing out.
Yeah, I believe you had a wistful lifeline that was also associated with your heart line.
Yes, correct.
Which, die alone, questioning everything.
I wonder if you read Marika and Johnny's palms live on air.
I could give them a gander.
Let's do it.
Certainly.
All right, let's start with Marika.
All right. Okay. Are Which you, hand do you need?
Let me see your dominant hand. Wow.
You're going to die.
You're already dead.
No, Marika has a thick, long lifeline. Wow. That's the lifeline that you want
to
see.
That sucks to hear.
The other two things I can see on your palm is your lifeline's not connected to your heart line. Which,
meaning?
According to this, you don't find true love.
Yeah, dial in for sure.
And then your headline shows that you are very creative.
Interesting.
Interesting. Do you find yourself creative?
Yeah, I guess so.
And while you don't find your true love, it looks like you meet the person you're going to marry when you're 22.
Oh.
That was 6 years ago.
So you met them.
Interesting. I don't know what I was doing when I was 22.
Is that when you met Lin-Manuel Miranda?
No, holy I was shit. 21.
Damn.
Well, it could be by 22. Mm-hmm. When did you meet Diggs?
Also,
did you meet him on Driggs?
I mean, it was also probably before then. I met both of them before that also.
And when did you meet UTK?
I have not met UTK.
Let's see.
And
Johnny's
he's married
palm.
And Johnny? Has a child. So,
all right.
Right-handed or left-handed?
I'm left-handed.
Let's see that lefty.
I did not know that.
Southpaw. Oh my God. I thought Marika's lifeline was long.
Fuck.
Johnny has
mine doesn't
a
even go through my
savage
palm.
Life.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Also, wildly creative headline. Fucked up heartline yet again. Straight up, I've never seen anyone's heartline that stunted and short.
There we go.
It doesn't
explains everything.
It truly doesn't make any sense. At least according to your palm, you maybe fall up when you're 40.
I'm willing to wait.
Wait, I can actually I can tell you how many kids you're gonna have if you make a fist.
All right, like
two.
You
and you're gonna miscarry four.
Your palm says three.
Fuck.
Too many, right?
Yeah.
Read your own. Yeah, let's see.
I have
36 tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You have a little bit more life experience. You are married.
That's right.
Is it accurate to your poem?
Yeah. Well, so far, I think my heartline and my lifeline are connected, which means I find my soulmate. I do sadly also have a wistful lifeline like
correct.
You, which is the questioning and wondering if your life would have been different, which, you know.
That's your aesthetic.
Totally rings true. Yeah. Creative heartline. Lifeline's pretty long. It's not quite as long as Marika. Nowhere near as long as Johnny, who lives forever alone.
Lives till 115.
Kids, I'm looking at two.
Two is ideal.
Yeah.
I want like fucking nine, but
too many. All right, here we go.
You did read mine a little bit.
Right,
wait,
yeah.
You need my dominant hand. All right.
Dominant hand.
What's the wistful? Like, how do you read that?
The way that I learned, and there's a lot of different ways, and I think there's palm readers that would definitely say that I did it wrong. But anyway, the lifeline That's the common one that people know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some people don't have an extra like vertical line here.
That's a wistful line.
Yeah. And yeah. I mean, you might see one, but it's like, it kind of depends how pronounced it is.
Is that a wistful line?
I would not call that one. Jeff has like a pretty serious one right here that intersects with his heart line. Your Jeff's lifeline also, like if you look at your lifeline, yours goes around your thumb. Johnny goes almost to his wrist. Jeff stops in the middle of the palm.
What age do you think that is?
I'm surprised you're alive now. No, I think that's like 40 or 50, truly.
Oh my God.
Also, the headline, it curves up if you're creative, and it goes it's straight if you're not. And Jeff has a super straight headline. She's just not creative. And yeah, of course, the wistful lifeline connected to his heart line means the decision that he questions is around love.
And that's it? Oh, wait, kids.
Kids, yeah. Sorry, man. No, your palm says two.
Plugs. What are you guys working on? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is all of your guys'. And recording in person?
That was easy.
It definitely felt shorter.
It wasn't. We're at 46 minutes.
Wow. Good for us.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm going to start a hand reading podcast.
What?
That. Ouch.
Birthday boy.
Yeah, plugs. Me and my brother's store. Check out Brothers of Halcyon.
Mm.
You can buy wallets, key rings, hats now.
You're kind of making it just a haberdashery at a certain point.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
I have the wallet. It's very, very nice.
I appreciate
it. I love
that. I appreciate that.
It's a good wallet.
What kind of deal did he cut you to say that?
50% of the profits.
That's unbelievable.
Insane margins, right?
To say it once.
How did I even know this would happen?
Brothers Halcyon. Johnny?
Follow me at Johnny V, JohnnyVII. Follow my company at Pretty Whack. I'm Pretty Whack. I am Pretty Whack. I'm trying to secure Pretty Whack, but I don't know anyone at Facebook. If you happen to know someone on Facebook or Instagram, let me know.
You just got to DM that account.
I said I'm willing.
Policies.
Oh, really?
That'll get you suspended. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Find who it is, email them separately.
All right, I'll do that.
Follow me at Marika Elon, Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd.
Letterboxd?
It's a movie reviewing app. It's like a good social media account. It's not a good social media account. I've been bullied on there, but but it's fun. You can like see which movies your friends have watched, and you can like rate them. You can write little reviews. My reviews are mostly like Dev Patel is hot sort of thing, but like it's fun.
Wow.
So follow me in there.
I think I will.
Yeah,
listen to the new HeadGum podcasts that have just come out.
Sound deals.
Scroll down. Listen to some old ones. Fake the Nation, Celebrity Book Club. Yeah, that's it.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. This has been the first in-person HeadGum podcast ever. We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. And until then, that's all. That's Dawes, folks.
That's Dawes. That was hard.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
And why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.